Welcome to this podcast, which is based on one of many blog posts written by Stan Berman. Mr. Berman is an entrepreneur and freelance paralegal that has worked in California and federal litigation since 1995, and has also created over 300 sample legal documents for California and federal litigation as the owner and creator of Legal Docs Pro. This podcast is designed to offer free legal information in order to empower both the public at large, as well as attorneys and other legal professionals, by assisting them in expanding their legal knowledge. However, you need to keep in mind that the information contained in this podcast is intended for legal information only and should not be taken as legal advice. We know that you will find the legal information in this podcast to be both interesting and informative. Special interrogatories in California are the topic of this blog post. Special interrogatories are very useful in requiring an opposing party to state the facts, witnesses, and documents on which their contention or contentions are based, so they can be reviewed. This post will discuss only the use of special interrogatories in an unlimited civil case, in which the amount being demanded in the lawsuit is more than $25,000. The rules governing special interrogatories are found in Code of Civil Procedure 2030.010 at SEC. Code of Civil Procedure 2030.010 states that A. Any party may obtain discovery within the scope delimited by Chapters 2, commencing with Section 2017.010, and 3. Commencing with Section 2017.710, and subject to the restrictions set forth in Chapter 5, commencing with Section 2019.010, by propounding to any other party to the action written interrogatories to be answered under oath. B. An interrogatory may relate to whether another party is making a certain contention, or to the facts, witnesses, and writings on which a contention is based. An interrogatory is not objectionable because an answer to it involves an opinion or contention that relates to fact or the application of law to fact, or would be based on information obtained or legal theories developed in anticipation of litigation or in preparation for trial. A defendant may propound special interrogatories at any time. However, a plaintiff may not do so until at least 10 days have passed since service of the summons on the defendants, or the general appearance by the defendants, whichever occurs first. See Code of Civil Procedure and 2030.020. There is a numerical limit of 35 on the number of special interrogatories. However, if a supporting declaration stating that any additional interrogatories are warranted due to the complexity of the case and other certain factors is attached, then any party may propound more additional special interrogatories. See Code of Civil Procedure 2030.030 and 2030.050. There are certain format restrictions on special interrogatories. No special interrogatory may contain subparts or a compound, conjunctive, or disconjunctive question. See Code of Civil Procedure 2030.060. This means that a special interrogatory cannot contain part A, B, C, etc., nor can it contain a question with more than one part, and it cannot contain the word and, which is conjunctive. It also cannot contain the word or, which is disjunctive. Although many special interrogatories do violate these format rules, any party using such a format runs the risk of the opposing party objecting on those grounds. While depositions are also a vital tool, they have limitations, particularly the fact that deposition questions may not ask party deponent to state all facts, list all witnesses, and identify all documents that support or pertain to particular contention in that party's pleadings, although that information is discoverable when sought by written interrogatory. Rifkin v. Superior Court, 1994, 22 Cal App 4th, 1255-1257. Emphasis added. Any special interrogatory should be limited to facts, witnesses, and documents that would assist the requesting party in evaluating the case, preparing for trial, or facilitating a settlement or that might reasonably lead to admissible evidence. The California courts have ruled that the scope of discovery in California civil litigation is very broad. Any doubts are applied liberally in favor of discovery. For discovery purposes, information is relevant if it might reasonably assist a party in evaluating case, preparing for trial, or facilitating settlement. Gonzalez v. Superior Court, City of San Fernando, 1995, 33 Cal App 4th, 1539-1546. Admissibility is not the test in information, unless privileged, is discoverable if it might reasonably lead to admissible evidence. Davies v. Superior Court, 1984, 36 Cal 3D-291-301. These rules are applied liberally in favor of discovery. Colonial Life and Accident Insurance Company v. Superior Court, 1982, 31 Cal 3D-785-790. And contrary to popular belief, fishing expeditions are permissible in some cases. Greyhound Corp versus Superior Court, 1961, 56 Cal 2D 355 385. Although fishing may be improper or abused in some cases, that is not of itself an indictment of the fishing expedition per se. Special interrogatories are an excellent tool that should be used along with other authorized discovery methods, such as requests for production of documents, requests for admission. We hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast and found the legal information both useful and relevant. Thank you for listening, and we sincerely hope that you will check out the other podcasts based on the blog posts of Stan Berman, available on a wide variety of California legal topics. If you would like more information on purchasing individual sample documents created and sold by Stan Berman, please visit www.scribd.com/legaldocspro. If you would like more information on sample legal document packages created and sold by Stan Berman, please visit www.legaldocspro.net. If you would like to view the blog for Stan Berman, please visit www.legaldocspro.net/blog.